Om Shanti 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 Om. Good evening. I welcome you with all my heart. It is good to be with you once again. I love every one of you unconditionally. When you look at me, what do you see? I am simply made in your image. Always remember that you have created me out of yourself. I am what you believe I am. Nothing more, nothing less. But you should always remember, as you are observing yourself, there is only the one self and you are that. And we all see the self, sometimes through darkly colored glasses, so to speak. If we were self-realized, we would see perfection wherever we looked. We would never see anything wrong anywhere. So depending on what state of consciousness you're in, this is what you see in me, or in anybody else. When you look at your world, the view I've created, you're simply seeing yourself. You can see beauty and joy, love and harmony. Or you can see sickness and death, upheavals and hurricanes. You are free to choose what you should see. This is the freedom you have. To be able to see what you want to see. And then when you react to it, that's where the problem comes in. For what you are doing is accruing karmic debts. By seeing what you wish to see. But always remember, you are the seer. We're all different. We see different things. This is also true with the rest of our senses. Hearing, touch, taste, smell, feel. Remember the story of the 10 people who were blind and touched an elephant? You've all heard this story before. One person touched the elephant's trunk and said it was a mighty tree. Another person touched the elephant's foot, so there was a mountain, so forth and so on. But each person felt something different, and in their mind imagined what it is. So it is with us. None of us are really seeing the right picture. We're seeing what we are. This is all we can see. We cannot see anything else. We only see what we are. This is something you should always remember. Well, it gets you out of all kinds of problems. In other words, whatever you see with your eyes, do not believe it. Whether it's good or bad, right or wrong. If you come to a conclusion, you come to your own conclusion. Observe it and let it go. Let look at life as if you're looking at yourself. Remind yourself of this every day, especially when you first get out of bed in the morning. What are you feeling? What are you seeing? What are you anticipating? Concerning yourself, introduce yourself as omnipresence. Yourself as all-pervading consciousness. Therefore, you have the power to see whatever you like in the creative principle called life. You have the freedom to do this. Yet if you only understood that there's only one life, and that life is consciousness, the absolute reality, there's nothing else. It takes up all space, all time. There's only that one. And you are that. Therefore, when you're looking at something which is different than that, it's called an hallucination. For you're seeing something that does not exist. In other words, if you see anything except God, it's a mistake, it's error, false imagination. When there's only the Godhead, the one principle, the one law, the one substance, and you are that. It's wonderful when you can understand this. This is reality. When you look at me, you see a person. This is duality. When you see me separate from yourself. When you look at me and you see yourself, then you're an advanced disciple. Think about this, ponder this. It's very important to understand this. Something else you should understand. There's absolutely nothing wrong in the whole universe. Always remember this. No matter what appears, wars, man's new man is a man, earthquakes, cataclysms. There's nothing wrong. It sounds sort of strange to a beginner who's never heard anything like this before. And even with an advanced student, it sounds sort of strange because you say, well, I see all these things happening before me. How can this not be true? I see murders, rapes, man's humanity is a man, wherever I look. Who's doing the looking? Who's the looker? That's what you always must ask yourself. Who sees this? Who's the looker? And of course, he'll say, I am. Then he'll start laughing. Because from practice, you'll see, I sees all these things going on in the world. I is the ego, the I thought. Not you. You are the divine reality. But it's the I thought that sees all these things, observes all these things, wants to come to conclusions, wants answers. For what? You'll always be doing the same thing. Looking, judging, comparing. When you finish one thing, something else will pop up somewhere else. It never ends. If not this, it's that. It's like a tumor on your arm that the doctor cuts out and it grows somewhere else. Then the doctor cuts that out and it grows somewhere else. It keeps appearing all over your body. Because the doctor never got rid of the source of the tumor. So it is with us. Until we know the source of our being, we will see duality wherever we look. Until we understand our source, I'm not talking about applesauce. Until that time, we have to question everything we see. Who sees this? Who feels this? Who believes this? Who's afraid of this? Who's angry over this? I always go back to I. I am. Find out who the I is, where it came from. And here's another mistake some of us make. We say we're not the body, but we put the emphasis on the body. We say I'm not a sick body. I am Brahman. But what we're doing is we're admitting that a sick body, or a poor body, or a wretched body, or any body. We're putting our attention on the body instead of on the source. That's the mistake we're making. When you say you're not the body, you know exactly what you're saying. What you're saying, there is no body. You're not saying there's a body in me. You're not saying my body's going through all these things, but I'm not. Again, this is sort of beginners and it's very Vedanta. To make them realize there's another body, but in truth, nobody ever existed. There is nobody going through anything. There's nobody experiencing karma. Nobody making mistakes. There's just nobody. The self that you are takes up all time and space. There's no room for anything else. You must ponder these things. There's no space for anything else. There's no space for your emotions, your judgmental views, your concepts, your dogmas, your frequency of ideas. It's not happening. It never happened. yet most of us feel these things. Honestly, it's the body that's feeling these things. You're sleeping duality when you do this. Because again, you're saying there's a body and there's me. There's truth and there's a lie. And they're saying the lie doesn't exist. But you're thinking about the body and its manifestations and all those things that it goes through, the ramifications of it. In other words, you put all of your energy on something that does not exist. Just why some of us don't make any headway on a spiritual path. For paying attention to the body that does not exist. By denying it. By imagining there's two of you. There's a self and a body. And by the certain things, and saw the certain things. No such thing is happening. There is nobody to do anything. It appears that as you make progress on the spiritual path, things will come along as sure it is. We'll be confronted with all kinds of situations. How you react to them determines where you're at. You can tell spiritually where you are right now in the past. But what appears real to you, what appears false to you, what disturbs you, what makes you happy, what makes you sad. Simple. Test yourself every day. Before you go to bed, ask yourself, what did I react to today? What experience did I go through today? What mental anguish did I have today? What disturbed me today? What did I have to do today to try to straighten things out? And if you have the power to straighten anything out, it's so funny. We think we can actually do something to this world. To make the world a better place in which to live. To make our condition more harmonious. To make people see our viewpoint. It's all a joke. There's no viewpoint. There's nothing happening. Nothing has ever happened. Nothing will ever happen. You are free, pure consciousness right now, just the way you are. But you have to feel this. Deep, deep inside. I use the term deep, deep inside. But yet there's no deep, deep inside, there's no deep, deep outside. There's no inside, there's no outside. But for the sake of explaining things, for the sake of talking, I use terms like deep inside, jump deep inside, go deep inside. Where would you go? There's no body, so there's nobody to go deep inside. What exists that will go deep inside? A mouse? There's nothing to go deep inside. Yet when I talk, I tell you this thing to make you realize that there's something else happening that you're not aware of. Something so beautiful, so grand, so blissful. It is you, yourself. what you really are, just the way you are. When you're in the silence, when there's no one to judge, no source of fear, no one to fight, in that second, you are God. Again, when I say you are God, it's again a misnomer. You can never be God, what you are right now. Because when I say you, you're thinking of the self. This little self, your small self. And when I say you are God, you are believing you are God as a person. This is impossible. No human being can ever be God. But the you, which is the absolute reality, which is Brahman, which is Satchitananda, is God. So you have to get your body out of the way, so to speak. You have to get yourself out of the way and allow God to shine through as the self. As Nirvana. As Satchitananda. Think of yourself this way. When you say, I am the body, realize you made a mistake. When you say the body is going through karma, realize you made a mistake. When you say the body suffers, realize you made a mistake. When you say the body does its own thing, separate from the self, realize you made a mistake. There is nothing separate from the self. The self alone is. The self is Brahman. Period. And there's nothing else. There's not a body that becomes Brahman from practicing spiritual disciplines for years and years and years. There will never be a body that becomes Brahman. Therefore, do not dwell on the body at all. Always think of yourself as a self, as consciousness, as pure awareness. When your mind wants to think of the body as somebody else's body, immediately feel the substance. By simply knowing there is no body. There is no body to experience anything. How happy you will feel when you can just understand this. You will feel such happiness, such joy, such bliss. Just by understanding what I'm talking about. For as soon as you take your mind off the body, the mind becomes weak and starts to disintegrate. But if you keep your mind on the body of somebody else's body, the body of the world, It's the body of the universe. It's all the body. Same body. Remember, there's no difference between your body and the universal body. It's all the same body. Because you think you are a body, you think the universe is a body. But there's no universe, and there's no body. It's all an hallucination. This realization really brings you happiness, total happiness, total bliss, total joy. Just to understand, know this. Know it with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your being. That you are never a body. And you will never be a body. What about karma? What about reincarnation? Remember, this is all an illusion. You have to keep inquiring for whom is their incarnation? Who reincarnates? If your mind tells you the body does, laugh at it, laugh at your mind. And say, mind, there is no body. And you don't exist either. Talk to your mind like that. It will become weak. It will begin to dissipate. It will stop controlling you. But as long as you believe a condition has power over you and you react to a condition, you're putting yourself into a living hell. You will fear, you will worry, you will fret. There's all sorts of things to make your so-called life be the way you think it should be. And it goes through your whole life this way. One thing after another, one thing after another. It'll never end. One is right now, or once in your life, say to yourself, I will never react to a condition again. For I realize that every condition comes from a body, a mind. And there's no such thing. There's no mind, there's no body, there's no condition. Do not try to analyze this. Just try to keep still. Do not try to figure it out, come to a conclusion about it, or have any opinion about it. Your duty is to keep still, to keep quiet. Be still and know that I am God. Only when you're still is there a knowingness that says I am. Only in quietness when the mind stops rambling, rattling, telling us all sorts of things. Only when you become free of this will you feel the bliss I'm talking about. The joy, the peace which passes all understanding, This can only come to you when you stop thinking. This includes good thoughts, bad thoughts, all kinds of thoughts. The thoughts must go. The thinking must stop. I know I can tell somebody this until you turn blue, and then I turn green. I'm doing all kinds of colors, and nothing will happen. Nothing happens because you're so attached to the world and its manifestations that you will not allow anything else to happen. There has to come a time in your life when you begin to trust the power that knows the way. When you totally surrender your ego, your anger, all the things that have been keeping you in the lower realms, you have to let go of all these things. I know, you say to yourself, well, if I stop thinking, if I stop judging, nothing will go right. I can't let this get away with this. I can't let this happen. I can't let that happen. But so whom are you addressing? Who are you talking to? You're dealing with yourself, that's all. Nobody else. And it's yourself that's projected a certain picture of the world. And now it's yourself that's trying to straighten it out. This is so funny to me. Yet we keep doing this constantly. We never stop. We think we're so important. We have to straighten somebody out. We have to straighten something out. We have to know something. We have to have an answer to something. We can't sleep. We turn and toss all night. We want to know the answer. Catch yourself. Ask yourself, who wants to know the answer? Who needs an answer? What do the answer do for me? Make me feel good a couple of minutes? Know absolutely nothing. Have no knowledge. Become a babbling idiot. You'll be better off. Go into the silence whenever you can. Become silent at every opportunity. Again, how do you resolve the problems of your life? By becoming still. Not like looking for answers. Why? Because all the answers come from the same source, the ego. Every answer that you come up with, whether they're very intellectual, or whether they're stupid, all come from the ego. It's the ego that prods you onward. And you're allowing it to happen. The choice is always yours. This is the freedom that you've got. To follow your ego or to surrender your ego? That's the choice you've got. And life presents you all kinds of situations. So you can make a choice. Every day will be presented with situations. All kinds of situations. For you to make choices. The choice you make determines what happens to you. Is anything more important than your salvation? We're so concerned with other people, world situations. We're so concerned with what we read in the newspaper, what we watch on television. Try to understand these things that have been going on since the beginning of time. This is a play of consciousness. This is God's Leela. Maya. And many of us are getting caught in it continuously, every day. By feeling something is wrong. When you feel something is wrong, what are you really doing? Aren't you saying that consciousness, God, doesn't know how to do things right? Are you going to have to show him how to do things right? By taking certain action in your life? That's what you're really doing, subconsciously. Any person who's on the verge of enlightenment will never react to conditions. We'll never say this is wrong, this is right. This is good and this is bad. This is up and this is down. There's no reaction. What's an illusion? And you're reacting to an illusion. Isn't that funny? You're reacting to conditions that are illusory. But see, they're very real. And this is called an hallucination. It's as if you're watching a movie on the screen. And you don't like the bad guy, and you say, I'm going to kill this bad guy, I don't like him at all. And you run up to the screen and start punching the bad guy. That's not good enough, you take out a gun and shoot him. Take out a knife and stab him. It's all happening on the screen. But in your mind, it's real. You believe the person is for real. She's doing all of these things. But if you just sat still and allow yourself to watch the whole movie, you'll see it comes to an end. And then what's left of the screen? The images have all been wiped out by themselves. So you don't have to worry about the bad guy, or the good guy, or any guy. It all disappeared. The screen is empty. And so is this life. And we stop reacting to things, and we stop looking at the world and seeing something right, something wrong, something good, something bad. to the extent that you can stop seeing that, to that extent these things disappear of their own volition, and you'll be able to look right through everything. You will know the truth that the whole world is consciousness. Nothing else. For consciousness is self-contained absolute reality. Nothing else. And absolute reality is pure awareness. Nothing else. And you are that. Peace. Mary, would you raise your hand?
Yes.
With Mary going to raise your hand, it talks about the body having experiences and going through certain things. But this is for people who need to know these things. Remember, in truth, there's nobody going through anything. The body never existed and never will exist. He's only the self. Well, you say all these things, we didn't have these writings. There'd be no teaching. We'd probably be better off. To have a teaching, you have to make up all these things. To make you believe there's a bias you have to get rid of. That this thing's by itself. And the stuff with watches. No, no such thing. There never was a body. And there will never be a body. Was it a universal body or a physical body or any other body? It's all mind. And there's no mind. So you figure it out.
For a Jnani who has realized the identity of his inner being with the infinite Brahman, there is no rebirth, no migration, not even liberation, for he is already liberated. He has firmly established in an experience of the absolute existence, knowledge, bliss, the Satchitananda Atman. The continued existence of the world and of his own body appears to the Jnani only as an illusion, the appearance of which he cannot remove, but which cannot further deceive him till the time when, after the deceit of the body, he wanders not forth but remains where he is and what he is and eternally was, the first principle of all beings and things, the original, eternal, pure, free Brahman. While living, and even when the body falls dead, the Jnani rests in his own essential nature. his own Svarupa, that is all full, all pure, timeless consciousness and bliss. The following assertions made by Ajani constitute his own deepest convictions and experience. I am infinite, imperishable, self-luminous, self-existent. I am beginningless, endless, decayless, birthless, deathless. Never was I born. I am ever free, perfect, independent. I alone am. I pervade the entire universe. I am all permeating and interpenetrating. I am supreme peace and freedom absolute. Ajani lives forever. He has attained life everlasting. Cravings torture him not. Sins stain him not. Birth and death touch him not. He is free from all cravings and longings. He ever rests in his own Satchidananda Svarupa. He sees the one self in all, and all in the infinite self.